Can I ask you, when you came here, did people know about your background? Did they know about your German background and your Jewish background and what brought you to Britain in the first place?
Which people?
The people we met here in Dundee, the local people who became your friends and neighbours.
Well, some did, I suppose, and others, yes. I mean, I didn't keep anything. Well, in any case, I wrote my book and it's all in there, so, you know.
I was interested in that. What made you decide to write a book?
Well, I had written all about the 9th of November, you know. And a friend said, well, you know, you ought to write a book. And Peter sort of saw to it that I did. I got quite a lot of notes anyway. I kept a diary.
We were just wondering, Peter, what made you come to Scotland? Was it for work?
Or? A job, yes. That brought us here, yes.
If you look back now on your time first in England and for the last 40 years in Scotland, what would you say are the high points that stand out for you?
Well, having Petra and our excursions into the Pyrenees and that sort of thing. We did a lot of walking in the hills.
Well, walking was always our recreation.
Exploring and staying in youth hostels and, the days when we went climbing and all that sort of thing.
With a tent or without a tent, sometimes.
Sounds very, very brave. Tell me, do you feel yourself still as German or British or Scottish? What do you consider yourself to be now?
British.
And any low points? So obviously, your experiences in Germany, but anything else that you think stands out in your life?
Well, I was married before, mm-hmm. and when he died from the flu, you know, that year when everybody seemed to die, that was a low point. Of course, the 9th of November, the Kristallnacht mm-hmm. was the...
And is your background still significant in your life, or do you feel you've moved on and moved away from the past?
Well, I remember everything vividly, but I'm fully kind of integrated and living the life. Yes.
She did get back in touch with her parents' old friends after the war, and so that's how she came to have this head, the head of her father. They'd preserved it.
He was a sculptor.
Her grandparents who lived nearby had taken things from the house to old friends before the grandparents themselves were deported. And so when we went to Germany after the war, she arrived and stayed with Frau Röthke, the widow of her father's best friend, and who had spent the night with them before, who had sat with them the night before their deportation. And anyway, that's how she came by these things. And then we went back to Germany and
other things like jewellery and other...
Oh, that's right, you said that some went digging by a friend.
And they managed to preserve them, and photographs too.
Yes, I've got photographs, yes.
Well, but you had to sort of cling to your memories,
I was just going to ask one final question. Have you always been involved with Association of Jewish Refugees, or how did you get in touch with
Kinder Transport Reunion?
Ah. Oh yes, that's right. The Kinder Transport Reunion, that's quite a long time ago, yes. That's how I made contact with
Ah, right.
And you know, I've been to quite a lot of the reunions and things, doing things together, kind of thing. But of course, living up here now, I'm out of touch with.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us. That was a most interesting afternoon.
Well,
thank you. I just would like to ask a couple more questions, Hannah, because Peter said that you went back to Dusseldorf and you went back to visit the primary school.
Yes.
And now you have these beautiful calendars. So why have you got? Why do the children send you calendars every year from your primary school? Is that because they've changed? And you said something about changing the name of the school. So did you give public readings of your book in Dusseldorf?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness, right. And did you read in English or did you read it in German?
In German.
Oh, right. So
in Dusseldorf.
Because you have a German version of the book.
I'm right,
as well,
saying that
English
it's been fully translated.
Yes, yes. That was translated by the daughter of my father's friend, the writer, Rutger.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened when the head teacher heard you at one of the readings?
The head teacher?
So did she invite you back to your old school?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, there was quite a sort of... they made quite a bit of fuss, yes.
That is lovely. That is lovely. And what's the name of the school?
I think it's just got the name of the place, Gerresheimer.
Right, but has the school not changed its name as well?
You mean the Hannah Schoendorfer Schule?
Yes.
Yes.
So
that's your name. Did they change the name to...
Yes, they called, yes.
To remember that you were a pupil there. That's marvellous.
So that's absolutely wonderful. So you have a school named after you.
Yes.
How fantastic. And so they send you a calendar every year.
Yes.
How lovely.
And if ever I'm anywhere near, I go and visit them, yes.
I don't think I have ever met anybody who has a school named after them. I think that's quite fantastic.
It is, yes. Well, I'm very pleased about that because, not because of me, but my father who did, you know, who wrote for the German Düsseldorfer papers and series, and he was quite a well-known figure there at the time. So I'm glad that his name is remembered.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely, it's recognised.
Quite,
and it's also it's passing your story down for future generations as well.
Yes, yes.
And did you say also that your book is used in schools as well?
Yes.
So I think it's commendable that you've written it, and it shows how important it is as well.
Yes.